Some brand new music. It's only just been released to Australia, and it's from Kununurra's Tash Parker. The new song is called Can't Keep Waiting.
Searching for courage to let your feelings know. And I am waiting here, as patient as a stone. But you're not.
Can't Keep Waiting, brand new from Parker, the stage name of Tash Parker, who has swapped Kununurra for Tasmania in recent years and is doing quite well in the music industry. It is great to welcome back to ABC Kimberley Tash Parker. Hello.
Hello, Vanessa. How are you?
I'm great. Congrats on the new single, Can't Keep Waiting. Very atmospheric, very dreamy. Tell me about the inspiration for this song.
Ah, thanks. Well, this song I actually wrote in New York when I was there on the New York study tour for my fine arts degree. I started writing it there, and 2 years later I finished writing it sitting on the edge of a mountain in the Blue Mountains on a writing retreat that I took myself on. So it's kind of traversed quite an expansive distance and time in my life. It was sort of a meditation for myself on being brave and stepping into focusing on my art and creativity and into my life in that way. So,
and could you hear the melody, the music as you're writing it, or was it purely all about the lyrics when you're writing initially?
Well, I originally wrote the song on a ukulele, which is actually still in the recording, but it's been kind of processed so much and turned into a synth sounding kind of sound. But I took the song to my producer Hans Van Vliet, who lives in Brisbane, and we discussed the narrative and the emotions around the song. And then the way that he works is to basically try and translate those emotions into sounds. So we more talked about the song as a visual narrative, and then found sounds that really resonated with that in kind of like a synesthetic sort of way, I guess.
And talking visuals, the music video features plaster casts of arms and hands and body parts slowly disintegrating in the water. You were very hands-on for making this video, weren't you, Tash?
Yeah, I actually made the original concept was developed in my final year at university at RMIT, studying fine arts, and I had taken a cast of my face and made a clay version. And when you don't fire clay and you just put it back into water, it just crumbles away and dissolves very slowly. And I just felt like it looked like the lost city of Atlantis. So I was so amazed at the material. So I videoed it, and that was the original kind of spark of the idea. And I took that to my friend Jameis Loveday, who's an amazing cinematographer, videographer, artist in Brisbane as well. And he said, let's make a version of this for your song, and we'll get another sculptor on board, Bryony Law, who's an amazing casting specialist, and she helped us make all the body casts, and we also 3D scanned my body and 3D printed little tiny action figures, I guess you would call them.
so there's 3D pieces of you out there.
yeah, exactly. So we created it that way in a fish tank, basically. I've got some great behind the scenes clips to go up on my Instagram page, so if people want to see how the clip was made, once they've watched the clip, of course, I will reveal the making of.
I get the sense that you are still incredibly creative in a whole range of media, that you're just not a one-trick pony, Tash Parker.
No, I think that it's interesting. At art school, I felt like I got an opportunity to just try every single thing possible, available, and the course at RMIT was incredible. There are so many different areas of discipline, and you can cross over into any of those. So I studied video art, performance art, public art. I did molding and casting. There were just so many different classes and opportunities to try different things. So I feel like having had a go at everything, I don't really necessarily want to focus in on one thing. Primarily I'm a songwriter. I think that has stayed true even through studying visual arts.
I think it all works so well together, that creative outlet, no matter how you express yourself. And Tash, you've also got a side music project called Runaway Bells. Tell us about that duo.
Oh my goodness, you're going to love it. It's my friend Emma Anglesey, who's a Tasmanian girl who looks like we look like we should be sisters, but we're from opposite ends of Australia. and it's funny, when we sing together and we've sent recordings to our families, our mothers can't actually tell who is singing.
Your mums can't tell you apart.
That we think, yeah. It's amazing. And so we sing in two-part harmony, and we've taken a lot of our sort of folk material from earlier on. So we sing a few songs from my first record and Em's first record. And then we've been writing together with artists like Liz Stringer, and some other artists from the USA and the UK. And so we've got some new music coming out. We're probably going to release a single later this year, and then we've got an EP early next year. So I can't wait to send you that stuff.
It's exciting. Really, and will there be an album forthcoming for the artist known as Parker?
Yes, well, there'll be a few more singles. I've got some singles and some videos. I've been working on a video with Hans, who's my producer, is also a game developer, and he has been building a game for a song called Superhuman. So the video clip will be a playable video game, which is very exciting, where I'm a silver robot flying through an amazing Kimberley-inspired landscape.
Brilliant.
So there'll be a few singles, and then, we'll see what happens. I feel like I'm treating music a little bit more like an arts practice now, where I'll release a few singles and then hopefully at the end of it all we'll have a collection of works that will be, instead of an exhibition, perhaps a record.
Yes, an album that stimulates not just the ears, but it's visually rich as well. And when you think back to your childhood years under the mango trees in Kununurra, can you still feel that creativity and those strong memories coming through?
Oh, definitely. Actually, you just brought back an amazing memory. I used to have I had a lot of imaginary friends as a child. I had not just one, but I had a whole world of them. My family were like, Tash, she's a little special one. But I definitely feel like the open space and the freedom of imagination growing up on the farm and being able to explore that world really has given me such a great foundation to just be able to use my imagination and continue to create sort of characters and worlds within worlds.
Wonderful stuff. Lovely to speak with you again about where music and art has taken you in the world from Kununurra. Lovely to chat again, Tash. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Tash Parker. You can hear more of her music under the stage name Parker and find out more Parker. This is Tash Parker on Facebook and Instagram, and look out for more music from the Runaway Bells as well, the side music project.